Hello,
Jessidi.
How are you?
Yes. Good, yourself?
I'm good. I'm sorry I missed your call. I was on another call, and then I saw the number come up, and then I'm like, okay, I'll call her as soon as I'm done. And then you called again, and the guy kept, like, asking me the same question over and over, and I was like, oh, pobrecito, you know, because he's older. So sometimes you got to take a little bit longer explaining to him, and he's like, I don't know what I clicked on. I'm all, okay, let me explain from the beginning.
That's okay. I called the first time I had my husband on the line, and then, and then I hung up, and he's like, you didn't leave a voicemail. I'm like, oh, crap, you're right. So then that's why I called back. I'm like, let me leave that voicemail. I forgot.
Yeah, because usually it'll tell me if a voicemail was left, right? And I kind of figured maybe you forgot to leave a voicemail. It happens to you, too. I'm telling you that. I've done it before, and the person's like, didn't you just call me? I know, but I forgot to leave you a voicemail. I'm sorry.
Yes. I didn't want to leave a voicemail the first time I called because I had him on the line, and it was, like, pretty windy and noisy. I'm like, let me hang up. And then he's like, you didn't leave a voicemail. So I just hung up on him and called you back. I'm like, let me leave a proper voicemail because you're loud.
Oh, it's okay. That's the life of a truck, of a tow truck man, right? Out and about.
Yeah. I never know what he's saying half the time we're talking. I'm like, what? What? I'm like, turn off the radios. And he's like, ah. I'm like,
it's so funny. My husband's on a truck. He's not like, I mean, he doesn't drive, right? I mean, he's like, he's driving from somewhere. And I'm like, talking to him. And I'm like, Anthony, I cannot hear you. Like, dude. Lower the radio. He's like, what do you mean? I can hear you good. I'm all, well, I can't because I hear all the bumping in the background, you know?
Yeah, but they can hear us. Yeah, or like during the whole concert, you know, because he's going, I don't know, like 70 miles out and, you know, he's blasting his music. And I'm like, okay, like, why are you calling me if you're in the middle of your concert?
That's how, like, literally I was like that this past week because I went to Vegas. We went to go see our daughter. She had a baby. And so from California, thank you. It's number 15. I'm all, man, the Christmas list is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh my goodness. What a blessing.
I know, right? She's so cute. She's so tiny. And it was funny because we're driving. I drove up there and I drove back home because I like to be in control, right? And
so
I'm driving and I had my Spotify on and I was switching from Mexican music to oldies to, you know, old school music. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is, he's all, can you just stay on one type of music? And I'm like, listen, right now I'm rocking out in the car because I don't want to fall asleep.
That is a 1,000% me.
Midnight.
Yeah. My playlists are so random. You'll go from like, I don't know, the Beatles from AC/DC and then like some Julian Alvarez. And my husband's like, what the heck? I'm like, leave me alone.
That's what he tells me, too. He's like, oh, well. I'm all, listen, right now I'm rocking out, and I got to keep going because I'm, like, literally going to fall asleep. But and he's like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll stay awake because, like, by 10, I'm already knocked out on my bed. So,
yeah,
we're going to be out late. I need some motivation to keep, you
exactly,
know,
to keep
driving.
You going.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm the same way. Did you have a good Easter?
Thank you. We did. We were here at home. We have kiddos, so, you know, they're getting a little bit older. But
yeah,
I'll make, you know, I'll take advantage as much as I can. They still did their little Easter hunt. So that was fun.
Do it now before they grow up and then they're like, oh, we're too big for that.
I'm like borderline there, but I can still kind of push it and make it fun in a way that'll be entertaining. But I'm running out of ideas, man. Every year it's like, oh, what do I do now?
I know. Yeah. Even me with Easter baskets, I was like, our oldest granddaughter, I was like, mija, I'm sorry, but grandma failed this year. I came back from a trip. Here's some money. She's like, it's okay, Grandma. And my sister was like, you know what? She's just at that age, too, where it's like, well, what do you want, Mia?
Yeah.
Well, I want a gift certificate to go get my nails done, or can I get my eyebrows started? I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're already at that age.
Yep. Yep.
I'm like,
and that's how it is. I remember my oldest used to ask, like, my brothers for, I don't know, money, because she wanted something from just the store. They're not even around anymore. And now it's like, hey, can you pay for my nail deposit? And they're like, what? Yep.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So it's like, I kind of looked forward to that, where, come on, Mia, let's go get our nails done, you know, but now I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's growing up too fast, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
that's
not
how
a baby no more.
We know.
Oh,
yeah,
so
we know no more babies.
Baby, you know?
Exactly. In our eyes, of course, there'll always be babies. But then,
right,
you know, when I pick her up from school and I see, like, students that look like grown people, I'm like, wait, is that a student? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
I know. I know. And that's why, like, and mine, she doesn't even wear makeup yet, you know, but, you know, she's, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, the kids nowadays, you're just like, you look at them and I'm like,
mm-hmm,
oh my God, what are they feeding them?
Mm-hmm.
They look like they should be out of high school, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been
so
the most
business.
It's going. I meant to call you back last week, but I was wrapped up with my real estate thing, and then, you know, I
remember
told my husband, like, you can call her and set it up. Yeah, this
I remember
is,
you saying that
really
that you were that you do real estate, right? I remember that,
mm-hmm,
and I thought, oh man, she's probably busy, which is good for you, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I appreciate everything, you know, but it was just one of those weeks where, like, one of my girls got sick, and then the other one got sick, and then work, and then they were off from school, and I'm like, what's happening? So I just threw my whole week off. I told my husband, I'm like, you can call her back and set it up. And he's like,
it's like
too for me to take care of it. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the girls went back to school today, so he called me earlier. He's like, hey, so are you going to give her a call? I'm like, give who a call? I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, okay, I will. And then he called me back again, and I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'll call her back. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, oh, my God, I'll call her right now. That's why he was on the line earlier.
My husband's the same way. He's supposed to have surgery tomorrow because they're going to remove part of his parathyroid.
Oh.
And I'm like,
okay,
Anthony, so, because my husband does dialysis. I don't know if I told you. And so this is part of him getting on the kidney transplant list in the next 3 months. So he has to have this parathyroid removed because there's so many factors that go into getting on the transplant list. And so I asked him, I said, honey, so are you not supposed to do, like, your meds or what's going on? He's like, well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You went to the pre-op. I don't remember. I'm like, oh, my God. So here I am on the phone asking them, okay, because they do everything so different now. It's like, you find out the day before what time your surgery is. I'm like, that doesn't work for me. I work. I need to kind of give a notice, you know?
Yeah.
Thank God my manager is cool about it. But, you know, still, I like to be – I'm a planner, you know? So it was like
– so am I. No,
and
then
he's all, oh, did you call so-and-so? Did you – I'm like, you're sitting right there. You couldn't have called.
No.
He's like, it's better if you do it. I'm like, okay.
Everything goes well tomorrow.
It will. It will. You know, the parathyroid is to kind of help because there's so many factors that go into when you're on dialysis. You got to watch your potassium.
Right.
You got to watch your phosphorus. Phosphorus is in everything, especially beans. And my husband's a frijolero, you know. He loves his beans.
Oh, this is the first time I hear of that. I don't even know what that is.
A frijolero?
No, no, not that.
Phosphorus?
The thing that you mentioned that's in everything. Yeah, that.
Phosphorus.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, phosphorus is, well, we have to have a certain amount of phosphorus in our body, but if you have too much, it can make your bones brittle, and your bones can easily break. So, and it causes, like, calcification. Yeah. All food has phosphorus, especially, like, processed food. But with him, because his kidney doesn't work, it doesn't take out the dialysis, doesn't take out enough of the phosphorus. So the phosphorus builds up and it can cause calcifications in his bones, which could be pain for the rest of his life that will never go away. So he has to have a certain number, and in order for us to get him there, it's just going to be easiest to remove part of his parathyroid, because it'll fix it. Not get rid of it completely, but it's going to be a partial removal. So, and it's in through his neck. So, once he, it's only, they say it's a real simple procedure, but, you know, they kind of go over, well, you know, there is a possibility something can get nicked. He either has a hoarse voice the rest of his life, or he could lose his voice. You know, they just go over the worst case scenario, but I tell him, God's got you. I'm not even worried about it. You know what I mean? But it's just the fact of having to go through the surgery.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm all, here we are. This is what happened. That's why he tells a kid, don't drink soda. Don't drink soda. Take care of your kidneys. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh,
well, my husband is, his was because he had kidney and colon cancer 5 years ago. And what happened was they removed the kidney that had the tumor. So that cured his kidney cancer, but he had one kidney left.
Mm-hmm.
So that kidney was functioning for two, because his colon cancer was aggressive.
Yeah, like all the strain.
Yep, and because his colon cancer was aggressive, they used an aggressive chemo treatment. And that chemo kills everything in sight, good or bad. And it ruined his kidney.
Right, yeah.
So that's why he ended up on dialysis,
because
of the treatment from the colon cancer. But, you know, it's a tit for tat. One thing fixes the other, but it ruins something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, he functions.
I understand it.
You know, he gets around. He still does things. Yeah. He doesn't do things like he used to, you know, and that's where it's like he can't work as a mechanic like he used to. And that, you know, kind of discourages him. But I tell him, you know, you'll get back there. It might not be like the way you used to be, all beast mode, but you'll get back there, you know?
Yeah.
So, poor
make
guy.
The best of it. He's here, so, yeah.
And that's why I told him, that's why,
I bet it's hard.
Especially with our granddaughter just being born, he was like, I got to get out there. I need you to take me. I just feel in my heart, I got to be over there right now. And I said, okay, well, let's go then. Let's go.
I love that.
Yeah. So, but God's good.
I love that.
God is good.
God is good all the time. I agree.
Yeah.
Even in
it could be
times,
worse.
God is always good.
I told him it could be worse.
Exactly.
You could be one of those people that don't get the opportunity to do dialysis. I said, thank God you get to do it. There's other people that didn't even get that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has a cousin that doesn't take care of himself, and because sometimes that could be hereditary también. And he told his cousin, he's like, listen, take care of your kidneys, dude. Like, and he's been like retaining water. So he's showing all the signs of kidney failure.
No.
And my husband's like, I could tell you right now that if my cousin Mo ends up on dialysis, he's not going to last long. I'm like, why do you say that? And he goes, cause he doesn't have the support system that I have. You know what I mean? I have a big family. It's not just me. His sister jumps in if he needs to go to appointments. Like everyone plays a part in helping, right? He could do a lot on his own, but you know, sometimes certain appointments, like, you know, he needs someone to go with him, right? But his cousin, he doesn't have a support system like that. Like his family's kind of porque toma, you know what I mean? He's a drinker, so. And that doesn't help. You know what I mean?
That doesn't help his case either.
Yeah, and sometimes his family's just like, I'm done. Like, he doesn't want to, you know, they don't want to help him. So it's like, you know, why help someone that doesn't want to help themselves, you know? So it's, you got to have a really good support system. And that's the first thing that they asked him now that he's starting the classes for the kidney transplant. They asked him, do you have a good support group? Because it's going to be needed. If you don't, they don't give you that opportunity to get on there. Can you believe that? But
that's,
it's because
that's crazy. No, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I bet, you know, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people on that list. So they want to be sure that.
Oh, yeah.
Whomever's receiving it.
Oh, and I'm talking like drill sergeants. They are like drill sergeants.
Yeah.
They are like, like you have to pass.
Wow.
I mean, you got to go through an intense, you go in front of a board, They check your records. How many times
wow.
have you missed appointments?
What?
Do you pick up your medicines on time?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's like, because you know what they're doing is they don't want to give a vile kidney to someone who, because once he gets a kidney transplant, he'll have to take this medicine for the rest of his life. He has to like kind of, because his immune system could reject the kidney. So he has to take something that's going to kind of like basically almost kill his immune system. So that way the immune system doesn't kill the kidney. So you have to take this pill daily at the same time. You cannot skip one or else that kidney would be destroyed. And that's why they weed out the ones that aren't consistent with their appointments, their medicines. Like, I mean, they do an intense, like, deep dive into your whole, like, medical record. And they don't care if you have someone who's giving you a kidney. They're not going to let someone give you a good kidney if you're not keeping up with your appointments and your medicines and all that. So they're super strict. It's crazy.
Well,
crazy, crazy.
I mean, and that kind of gives you peace of mind knowing that, oh, you know, that
well, you know what,
you said first, that a vile kidney is going to go to the right person.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what they said, whether it be a live kidney or a kidney that someone donated because they passed. You know what I mean? You can't just give away a kidney to someone who's not going to take care of it.
Yeah.
My cousin had her sister-in-law, her mother-in-law got a kidney transplant. And that lady didn't take her medicines or nothing. And do you know she ended up back on dialysis?
Uh-huh.
And they told her, we will not put you on the kidney transplant list again. You already ruined the ones that you were given. Yeah.
Yeah.
She ended up back on dialysis.
Like, there's no second chance here.
No, they said it's at her age now. It would be pointless to give her, put her back on the list when there's other people that are younger that, you know, she was given the opportunity and she didn't take care of it. Is how they see it. Crazy, right? But it's the way it is.
I bet that was hard to hear for her, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? I mean, her kids didn't really see on top of it either. It's tough. It's tough on the caregiver too, you know? It's a lot, but you know, everything with God, everything is possible. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I always like to think, you know, like I tell my husband whenever he gets a little discouraged about something, I always tell him, I'm like, no, but you know, like you're healthy and things could be so much worse and let's focus on the positive. And then you get into your head and then everything, you know, you just turn into a negative Nancy. Everything's a problem. Everything's wrong.
It's true. Or you know what? It's the storm.
With anything.
Yeah. It's the storm of this. It's like one thing after another. And it's like, oh my gosh, when does it end? Like, when's it going to get better? But you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people that are worse off. You know what I mean? Thank God you have a roof over your head.
Yeah.
Your kids are healthy. You know what I mean? Things might not be the way you want them to be exactly at that time, but everything's in God's timing, you know? And I have to constantly tell myself that because I can get into that mode where I'm like, oh no, everything's just falling apart. But I have to remain positive because sometimes he gets in that mode and I get it, especially with what he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to remain positive, even though it's deep down inside me, I'm like, when is he going to catch a break? You know? Because if it's not one thing, it's another, but you know, it'll all work out. Could be worse. Could be worse.
Exactly. Yeah, it will. It will. Everything always works out.
I was going to ask you, the email that I have for you guys is the same email, right? The PJ Towing 24. That's the best email for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know on the Google Business profile, it is a different phone number. It's the, let me go back to it. It's the 832-462-0255. That's the number that should be showing, right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's my husband's cell phone number.
What number do you typically like for them to call in regards to the business?
He really doesn't care.
He doesn't care? Okay. So we'll keep it as his number then? I mean, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, okay. Now, do you want to be the main point of contact here with us? Or do you want it to be him?
No, that's fine. I can be, I mean, again, I'm the one calling. He'll probably like, oh, can you call him back for me?
Yeah. you're going to be like, I'll put you as a primary, Jasidi, but then I'm going to put him as secondary. So like if we couldn't get a hold of you for whatever reason, yes, they'll try him. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
All right. And then let me see. I know that you guys already have the website. Let me just make sure that they know that that's attached. Okay. Let's see that there. Okay. And then, you know, that address, the 21026, Corazonde Street, you want that address to show, right? On Google?
Preferably not, maybe.
Okay.
Just like,
are you okay if we hire?
Yeah, but okay. Would I still be targeting that market? Because we do get calls from around here.
Yeah, because it's still going to show you there in Katy. But if you, is that like your home address? That address that's showing?
It is. Yes.
Okay. So we prefer to hide your address, your home address, just because.
Right. Yes, please. Thank you.
It's what you consider a home office, right? So let me just tell them to hide it.
Right, right.
Okay. I know a lot of people like verify at their home address. So that's why Google, you know, they're like, hide the address.
It's
like
a
storefront. And people are, like, purchasing items. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried doing that, and they, what's it called? They, what did they do? They, what is it called? Like, whenever they take your profile down.
Oh, suspend it? Yeah. Sometimes it might do that for you.
Suspend
right?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we can do it on our end so that way it's not, so that way it's hidden. Okay.
Okay.
And then what you'll do is you'll add us on as managers, right? So that way we can manage the profile. You hold the ownership still, okay? But you do have to add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it as well. The card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both? Is it in his name?
Both. My name and the business name.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
J A T S N Tom, C S N Zebra, I R I.
Mm-hmm. No middle initial?
Last name Romero.
Okay.
No middle initial.
Okay. Is your name Aztec, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Tarasco.
Tarasco. What is that? Is that like an Indian tribe?
Tarasco, yeah, it's a dialect. Yeah,
really?
I think it's like a dialect from Mexico. To be honest, yeah, my parents just had a classmate named Hatsiri, and they're like, oh, we like your name, and name me that. Like,
no,
there's no background
no
story. there's just, you know, had to go hunt down the origin of my name. I'm like, where's it from? What does it mean? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Just Google it.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Actually, Tarasco, a few different meanings. It can refer to a person from the state of Michoacán. So, yeah, they're,
It's
like a tribe.
Like
it's a dialect.
Tarasco, like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a dialect.
I always love to know, like, the origin of names, right? Oh, my gosh. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's got to be, you know, some type of Native American, right? Or, well, you know, some type of Indian tribe, I would think, or a dialect, you
right.
know?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to be curious what it means. Oh, my gosh. I just looked it up. Do you want me to tell you? The name Tapiti of Aztec,
go ahead.
It says of Aztec origin means dewdrop or morning freshness. Symbolizes the renewal
and
the vitality of the morning. Okay. Now you can tell your husband. I'm the morning
person, but I'll take it.
Oh my gosh. I love looking
definitely
up names.
Definitely not me.
I know it's so funny when people ask me in Spanish, like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from here. My grandpas were from Mexico. They're like, what kind of a name is that? I know. My mom gave me a name. I tell her, was it a punishment? Because no one can pronounce my name at all in Spanish. My name's French.
Nadine.
And she got it. Yeah, she got it from a friend.
Oh, okay.
It was actually my Nina's friend that my mom named me after. It was between that, Magdalena or Sabrina. they picked my name out of a hat, but my name actually means hope.
Nadine.
I told my mom, then you should have named me Hope because it's easier to pronounce in Spanish, espera. You know?
right.
But yeah, it's like,
well,
it's French.
True. How do you pronounce that in Spanish? Yeah, like,
you don't.
You
I tell them Nadine, Nadine. They're like, okay, no, or they're like, Nadia? And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That works.
I'm all, that's fine.
That's me.
Yeah, they just laugh.
Pero al revés, with people that don't speak Spanish.
Exactly.
You know, they're like, wait, what?
They're like, how
do you have a middle
that?
Name? And what's your nickname? I'm like, I don't have a middle name. I don't have a nickname. That's my name.
That's my name.
Good luck and God bless.
Yeah, exactly. That's mm-hmm. so funny. How does your schedule look for today or for tomorrow for the client interview? The client interview, basically what we do is we block out an hour. It takes mm-hmm. about 30 to 40 minutes with the technician, depending on how many questions or details you have too. But that's when they're going to be discussing mm-hmm. with you the keywords, the search terms. They go over more in detail. But how does your schedule
okay.
look for today or possibly tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
okay.
just like I feel like today would be too rush. I have to go out and run some errands,
okay.
and then I'm busy for the rest of the afternoon. Tomorrow, around 10 would work.
Perfect, because you're 2 hours ahead, so that would be 8 o'clock for us, which I believe I do. Yep, let me put you down for that time. And I'll send you a reminder an hour before the client interview, just so that you know it's coming up in the next hour. If for some reason we,
okay.
like when we call you, right, let's say you're in the middle of something, Jafidi, and let's say you just need 5 or 10 more minutes, right, just pick up the call and say, hey,
okay.
can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? They will call you right back. Unfortunately, because I'll be at his surgery, I'm kind of bummed because I wanted to be the one to introduce you to the technician. So they're going to call you directly.
No, that's okay.
Right? They'll be calling
okay.
you from an 877
okay.
number. I know. I'm just like, I always love doing
okay.
introductions, you know, because I always,
oh.
everyone's my favorite, but I have certain ones that are my faves. So, and I like doing the introduction, but I'm like, oh, darn, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but they'll take good care of you. I promise.
Oh.
Let me send you the client interview. You don't need to do anything with
mm-hmm.
it. It's just on the calendar. It's just going to let you know when your appointment is. And they'll call you between that time. You'll get the reminder, like I said, an hour before because I'll set that up for you. The card,
okay.
did it also have the business name on it too or just your name?
It has a business name as well.
Okay. Is it just P&J Towing or is the LLC on there too?
P&J Towing LLC.
Okay. Is it the ampersand or the word and?
The little symbol.
Okay. P&J Towing. Okay. On the Google Business profile, it does have the LLC. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready for the card number whenever you are.
I'm grabbing it from my car, right?
Okay. No worries. Take your time. In the meantime, I do want to put a security question on your account to protect it. So how you identify
okay.
whenever it's us calling you, you're going to ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they refuse to answer you, then you disconnect the call on them. Okay. Now you could
okay.
either choose
mm-hmm.
that it be your mother's maiden name, so her last name before she got married. It could be your first pet's name or the city that you were born in.
Let's do my first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Bananas.
Bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. How cute. Was it a dog?
Yeah, I miss him so much. Yeah, a little miniature schnauzer.
Aw.
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah, they're my babies for sure.
Okay, then let me see. Now, before I take down the card number, I do want to walk you through our 90-second voice verification recording. What it's going to do is
mm-hmm.
going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well
mm-hmm.
that we will send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? Excuse me. So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
That works.
It's going to go over billing date. It's going to go over that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. It's going to also state that if you need to cancel, just make sure you call 3 business days before the bill is due so that way you don't get charged. Okay? There's no cancellation fee. So I'll turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
E&J Towing LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Lucidia Romero, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you do also authorize your husband, could you provide his first name and last name that he can make changes to the account in the event that you cannot make a change?
Yes, Pedro Romero.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update, right? And you're not able to just pick up the call. All we ask is that you respond to us within 24 business hours. Do be aware that you might have other companies that might try to call you to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money. And that's why I always want you to ask what your security question is, because one, if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. And two, if they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And let me just explain this one just in case. We're not saying you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you guys investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 22nd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on May 22nd, 2025 in the amount of $499. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $499. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm going to actually text you that number right now, but I'm going to read it to you. That number is 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged and we'll simply part as friends. Okay? No cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. You should have gotten a text from me if you want to open it up real quick, because I already included your login credentials too. So your username and password for your reporting system when you're tracking your results with us, the username is going to be your phone number. No dashes, no one before the area code. Okay. And then the password, which I'm cracking up over here. The password is all lowercase, one word, big money.
I'm like, hoping that's it.
Right? When I saw that, I'm all, it's got to be. You know what I mean? So
that's so funny.
Password. Now, if you want to share that with your husband, it's going to be the same username and password for either one of you. Okay. Our 877 number is in that message as well. I want you to save that in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. Now, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to call the 877 number and follow the prompts. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which you're 2 hours ahead of us, so we're always here for you 9 to 6, okay? So any questions, anything regarding your account, reach out to customer service. I will tell you this, Jessie, because once they take over, they're in charge, right? But let's just say, it was something super, super urgent. You couldn't wait, right? You had to talk to someone like right now. You can call me. I can't make the change, but I can get the message over to them. But I will tell you, we pride ourselves in our customer service, so they're on top of it, okay? So please save the phone number in your contacts. All right, so let's go here. Okay. I probably only need like maybe 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all set. The card you said was a Visa, right?
Right.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
It is 4259-0900-1391-7779.
Expiration month and year?
0926.
And the CVV code on the back?
829.
Okay, I'm going to be updating the package. I'll process the payment. And in a couple minutes, you're going to get a series of emails. One's going to be your receipt, and then we'll go over that as well. So let me just go here. How is the market out there for the real estate? I know everybody from California is moving to Texas. It seems like.
Yeah, basically, that's how it is.
I just had
basically, that's what it is. Florida and
California. No, really? Yeah. I'm not even joking. Like, it's so funny because my cousin moved to, I think it's Little Elm. That was the only way she could afford a house.
Okay.
Out here, there was no way.
Yeah.
So she bought a house.
Yeah. No.
Beautiful. Huge. Huge lot. I forget how many acres it is, but I'm just like, dang, girl. And because she's like, I can't do it out here. There's no way. And they're in a newlywed couple, her and her husband.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know. California, you don't want to know. It's so bad over here. Like, literally. It's just insane.
No, I know.
So it's so funny because I'm like.
A couple times.
It's expensive. If you come, and it's so funny.
Yeah, it is.
I live right by Disneyland, and everyone tells me, like, oh, do you go? And I said, no, are you kidding me? I don't even get a discount. And I live in Anaheim. Like, literally 5 minutes away from Disneyland. I said, I don't even get
what?
A free. Nope. Even if you're a California resident, especially Anaheim resident,
that's pricey.
You get no discount. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, I know.
I'm like, I'd rather go to Knott's Berry Farm. $7 a month I pay for the annual pass. I'm good. Besides, I like more of the, like, kind of country western scene anyways.
Okay.
I'm not into all the little Disney characters. The grandkids love it, but I'm just like, They love coming over
of
my
course.
House because they see
fireworks
show. And I'm like, I'm good. It sounds like a war zone. It sounds like a war zone, literally. All my doors in order for me to
even use
the TV because it's crazy. Now, I do want to start notating.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. It's insane. The kids love it, but I'm like, grandma's good. Is he licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. For the business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to notate on here that you guys have the Facebook page, but we're not doing anything with it, just an FYI. I just want them to know that you do have the Facebook. And then, and you have your website here. Okay. Hours of operation, I think you guys have it as 24/7. Let me look. Yep, 24/7. Okay.
Yeah.
And then obvious is towing. So, what else do you want me to notate? Does he do lockouts or anything like that? Roadside assistance?
Yeah. Just lockouts. He has it here somewhere. Hold on.
Okay. I would think like roadside assistance too, right? Jump starts? Okay.
Yeah. No, not so much roadside assistance.
No?
People think you go out there to fix their car. Like that's what people think whenever they think of roadside assistance. But I don't know. Maybe we can do that. Roadside assistance.
Jump start.
See how that works.
And if you want to add it on later, we can. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know more than I do when it comes to like your industry. I mean, I know some of it, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to know a lot more better than I would because it's your industry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that the roadside assistance is going to get you a bunch of like trash that's like, you know, people wanting him to fix their cars on the side of the road, like, no. He'll tow it to the mechanic shop, but... Let's see here.
Yes, I'll ask him what he wants to have on there.
Yeah, I just kind of want to give the team a little bit of an idea of where they're going to start from. But tomorrow, you're going to give them a lot more. You know what I mean? And remember, we can change them at any time, right? There's no, transporting a container. Container transports, do you want me to put that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just read that on your website. And then tomorrow,
you
guys can tell them whatever more you need to list on there. And then let me see.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because that'll be perfect. Okay, so with the Google Ads, you know you could target as far as 100 miles, or you could pick the counties, or you could pick the zip codes. How far do you want to go?
I'll do zip codes.
Zip codes?
Do I show you that now or then tomorrow?
You can, or you can, or I can notate it that you're going to provide the zip codes tomorrow.
Yeah, we can
do
that. Just so I can sit down with him and make sure
that
I get them all.
During CI. Okay. When we communicate, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
I think a text message.
Text? Okay. And what are the forms of payments you guys typically take? Like, do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards?
Cash, Zelle, Cash App, and credit cards.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So now, either in your emails, because we send them to both, your email or your text messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay,
and it'll be in your name.
Messages?
Yeah, we sent it to both. In a text, and we also sent it by email as well.
Okay, let me see. Okay, yeah, I see it, and I was trying to sign it. Okay,
you might need to turn your phone sideways.
Name?
You probably have, is your name wrong, or is it correct?
No. No, it's correct. It's, hold on, let me try it again.
Try it sideways.
Okay,
you might have to turn it horizontal, because sometimes you can't see it.
It's okay. We got it.
We got it? Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Now, did it open up to ask you to put the username and password?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's where you go in and track your results with us. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I'm on the dashboard right now.
Beautiful. So you don't have to do anything with it right now because they're going to be, like, going through all of that, the technician, they're going to be setting it all up. But I did want you to try it while we were on the phone to make sure that you're able to get in. Okay.
Thank you.
There's also another email that you should have received, and it'll say action pictures needed for Google verification. Now, you already have the profile, right? However, we always like to be on top of everything. Proactive is how I say it. So I would suggest when you do have time, send us pictures like of the work vehicle, right? Send us pictures of the LLC information, picture of the business license, business insurance, just so that way we have these things on hand. It'll be in our back office. They're not going to post anywhere because if for whatever reason Google's like, oh, we need this, or for what any reason, we're not having to call you and tell you, we need you to stop what you're doing and send us all this stuff. This way we already have it, okay? And that's how we'd like to be proactive. Now, tomorrow, we'll call you between 10 and 11 o'clock your time. It'll be from the 877 number. Like I said, just make sure you answer all calls within the hour. Our team will send, I'm going to set up the reminder to be sent to you an hour before the interview, just so that you know it's coming up. But if for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes or you have to reschedule because something came up, just pick up the phone and let them know. Okay? Now, starting from tomorrow, the timeline, okay, 5 to 7 days, you're listed with a directory submission. 7 to 14 days, Google ads are live, visible. But they got to get you through the client interview first because they want to make sure going over all the keywords and search terms, right? What we always state in the terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, that the first page placement on Google in the local map, that happens within 45 to 60 days, even though I have seen it many, many times happen sooner. I'm going to stick to that timeline, and possibly it could happen a lot sooner for you because you already have the Google Business Profile. We're not having to get you verified and then create the profile. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. But I'm still going to stick to that timeline just because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? They will be sending you notifications. Yeah, and I like to be transparent. If you only knew the stories I've heard in the past of people like, well, they told me I'd be on there in 3 days. I'm like, oh, my God. No one's going to get you on there in 3 days, not even Google. You know, so I like to be super upfront, you know. And it's sad, especially with the gente Latino. No. They get so scammed. It's heartbreaking. You know what I mean? With
it
other
is.
Companies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I like to be very upfront.
I appreciate that. I think back when we first started campaigning, back like 5 years ago, I think I was paying like $2,000 a month. This was on my own. That's how I was able to get number one. And that would be one or two, but it was $2,000 a month. And that was killing me. Yeah. And, you know, I told my husband, I'm like, there's no sense for me to be spending all this money to be number one when, you know, even if you do get leads from the line, they don't equal to the $2,000.
To what you're investing.
So, yeah, it makes no sense.
It's not, it doesn't make sense. And one thing, remember, $300 we're allocating to your Google ads, right, from the $499. Now,
right.
If there was a time later on, you're seeing like, okay, I'm getting good traction. I want to now invest more in my Google ads. You pay the difference. And that's at your discretion. We're not going to tell you, oh, guess what? We're bumping it up for you. No, no, no. That's on you. If you want us to increase it, then you let us know. Okay. You might see that this is sufficient for you. Right. So that's why I want to be transparent. It'll never go past the $499 ever. It's going to remain that price no matter how long you're working.
Okay.
Unless if you wanted to allocate more to the Google ads. So we'll send you notifications too, Jessity, once everything like's being processed, like letting you know aware when your Google ads are live and everything. We're keeping you in the loop as each step is being completed.
Okay.
And I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help
you
guys.
Much.
I'm super excited for you. So just remember, they're going to call your phone, but I have notated that for whatever reason, if they couldn't get in touch with you, to call Pedro. Okay? But you're the primary.
Yes.
Just so you know. Okay? All right. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your busy day?
No, ma'am. I just hope everything goes well tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. It will. It really will. I just need to have a lot of coffee because I got to be there early. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
5:30. Are you crazy? but it's okay.
Yeah, all the pre-op and oh god, yeah.
I know, and it's just, right, and then
well,
you're sitting
you so
there waiting.
For your help.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you. I'm so glad
waiting.
I was able to help you. I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
You
thank
too. Thank you.
You
so much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.